Item number five is an application for zoning agreement amendment for 20 Dedesignyahu Boulevard under file ZAA 7 of 2009. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item six, which is an application for a variance for the same premises under file DAV 152438/2009D.
Okay, the applicant is up. Please state your name and address for the record.
Veronica Hicks with MMM Group, address 111 93 Lombard.
Okay. Sure. Maybe just hang on for a few seconds. Councillor Swandell has to step away on a personal matter. Veronica Hicks, yes. Continue.
Thanks. So on behalf of our client this evening, we're requesting an amendment to the existing zoning agreement to facilitate the ongoing development of this site. It was originally subdivided in the late 80s, and it was zone C2. However, there was a zoning agreement on the site that restricted it to C1 uses and also limited the hours of operation between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m. So the intent of the C1 district is generally to accommodate smaller scale commercial uses that are usually on lots of about half acre in size or smaller and are often in the older established neighborhoods of the city, with C2 usually being identified on larger sites adjacent to major streets. So in this case, based on the size of the site at approximately 6 acres and adjacent to major arterial and a neighborhood collector, a site like this would often actually be zoned C3, but in this case, we think that the C2 use and the C2 designation is appropriate given the context of the site with the adjacent residential uses. We'd also just like to talk about the recently adopted zoning bylaw for the city. It includes use-specific standards in the C2 district, as well as, of course, all of the other districts. And it also includes design standards for things like building design, buffering, and landscaping. So this new bylaw is a lot more restrictive than the bylaw was when this agreement was put in place. So this does provide an additional measure of comfort to adjacent residential uses. There is also in the zoning agreement currently a requirement for Schedule A plan approval for all new developments. So any new building that's being proposed on the site does have to come back to this committee and to the city administration to ensure that it's going to be compatible with the neighborhood. So the requirement specifically identifies building location, exterior materials, parking and loading, landscaping, buffering, garbage enclosures, and all access and egress to the site as well. We're also requesting that the restriction on hours of operation be removed to allow for maximum flexibility for potential tenants. These hours are becoming more popular as work schedules are stretching beyond the 9 to 5. And again, we feel that the Schedule A plan approval process will ensure that any of the proposed uses with extended hours of operation are designed in a way that will be compatible with the neighborhood. When the first development went in June of 2008, there was a public meeting and discussions with the residents, and the developer of that property is going to speak after me to address that process specifically. Just want to touch on the planner's report briefly. There are a couple of recommendations that we'd like to address. Firstly, restaurants have been listed as a prohibited use in the recommendations, and this is actually more restrictive than the current agreement. So we would like to request that recommendation be deleted. Restaurants are generally provided for in the C1 district. And the new zoning bylaw also restricts sizes and, again, has the design standards and so on. So we feel that provides the protection. Second, we'd also like to request that the recommendation for drive-throughs being prohibited as being deleted. The new zoning bylaw does provide for drive-throughs in C2. However, there is a use-specific standard in this case that requires that they be separated from residential uses by an intervening building. So, again, we feel that that would provide protection and buffering between the two uses. Third, the planner's report also recommends that the time of day restriction for drug stores and fire halls only. And we would like to request that this restriction be removed in its entirety, again, with the details of each site coming back. We feel that there can be a significant measure of protection for adjacent residents through that plan approval process. So we'd be happy to answer any questions of the committee. The other developer is going to speak about that neighborhood process, and we'll listen to the residents, and we can address those concerns specifically when we come back.
Okay, I just want to make sure there's nothing lost in translation.
Okay.
You're requesting from recommendation 1A that restaurants be allowed?
Yeah.
You're requesting that drive-in or drive-through facilities be allowed?
Yes.
And from recommendation 1B, you are requesting that the hours basically limiting only pharmacies and emergency services from 1 a.m. to 7 p.m. You're requesting that whole thing be
that
deleted.
That it pertain to all uses. That
all
there
uses.
Would be no time restriction. That
okay.
would be our request. So we'll hear the comments from adjacent residents, and then we can address that
okay.
as we come back.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you,
Veronica. I have a whole list of people in support. I'm going to read out your name. You don't have to speak. You can just register your support, or you can come down and speak. Paul McNeil, just in support. Scott Niels. Scott, welcome.
Thank you. As you all know, I'm with Home Run Sports. I just wanted to address the issue of our last open house that we held when we were beginning to design our new store in the area. We did, in fact, put up proper signage and hold an open house that was attended by approximately 15 people. By the end of the evening, it was more of an interest as to what was going up there, and again, by the end of the evening, it was all good luck, and we wish you well. So for the most part, everything was, in fact, all positive, and now we're at the point now where, now that we've finally gone through the arduous task of getting the store up and running, we need to proceed with what we're going to do with the rest of the land.
And how's the store doing?
Store is doing very well.
It's Christmas. Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, just positives for the neighborhood, quite honestly.
Great.
Since we've opened up there, we've actually hired 3 kids from the neighborhood. We have 7 kids in the direct neighborhood, or adults directly in the neighborhood working at that store. So we see it as a positive throughout.
Any questions for Scott?
Thanks.
Thank you. Registered in support, Heather Sarna. Registered in support. In support, Brent Yanshishan. Thank you. In support, Peter Kaufman. Peter. In support, Frank Buetti. Okay, those are the in supports. We have a few in opposition. Todd Hollinger. You want to come down and speak? Welcome, Todd. State your name and address for our records.
My name is Todd Hollinger. I live at 123 Waterfront Road, and I back right onto the vacant property that's in question.
Okay. Let me get my
and
map
I'm
out.
In opposition to a restaurant or a bar in the premises because of the noise and the effect on the neighborhood.
Okay.
It's a clean neighborhood, great neighbors. With a new Home Run building, it's a good sound attenuation barrier. And to
from
leave
traffic?
It with, yes.
Okay.
For me, I think I've noticed that.
Okay. Okay, anything more you want to say? You don't have to, but.
I can't think right now.
Okay.
But just I'm in opposition to any change. There's enough malls, St. Patel Center, Southdale Center, Sage Creek, future development, with their commercial area, that this is just maybe another unnecessary move.
So are you, I just want to make sure I'm clear. You're opposed to the allowing of restaurants?
Yes. Basically all three of those items listed earlier.
You're opposed to
the time change open from 1 to 7. I'm against that, 1 a.m. to 7 a.m., and the restaurants.
If there were to be some provisions taken to minimize some noise attenuation taken and some setbacks for the development, would that address your concern?
It would help, but there's also...
It's a fairly big lot.
It is, but there's also, like, perhaps more crime being available to be committed with a business rather than something that's less, more benign than a establishment that serves alcohol.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, Tom.
Okay, thanks.
Registered in opposition is Raphael and Rebecca Lewis. Pardon me? You don't want to speak? Okay. Thank you. Okay, and I have a whole list of people in for information. So, again, you can come down and speak, but you don't have to. You can just register that you are here listening. Gary Buckley. Tony and Maria Bosoli. Tony and Maria? Okay. John Preste? John? Waterfront Drive? Okay. Brad Pratula? For information? Thank you. David Stewart? Information. Giuseppe Torchio. For information. Lindsay Wilson. Lindsay, from chairperson of the Island Lakes Residents Association. Lindsay, welcome.
Thank you. Do you need my address or anything?
Yes.
Lindsay Wilson, 35 Breakwater Cove, chair of the Island Lakes Residents Group. The only concern that I have, and we as some of the residents that are not affected by this whatsoever, we don't back onto the property. 24/7, we don't need that in a neighborhood that's strictly a neighborhood. We're very well defined. Island Lakes residents, or Island Lakes is very well defined. Bishop Brandon 59. Some of us have never been in favor of the investors building that was built, and then the Home Run Sports. It's a wonderful building. It's a wonderful place. A lot of people shop there. That's all great. Not so sure that our community really needed that. We're not commercial, we're not St. Mary's Road, we're not St. Anne's, we're not Bishop Grandin. So I have a little concern about the 24/7. I was quite satisfied, actually, as you know, with the list of deletions here, that it couldn't be a restaurant or a drive-in or drive-through. I guess drive-through could allow for, I don't know, Tim Hortons. It would probably be welcomed by a lot of people, but others wouldn't want all the traffic. And then the lighting issues, and I totally realized that it was commercial and designed or zoned commercial from the beginning. It's just that we have some of these concerns about our nice, quiet neighborhood, and now we've got a whole bunch of commercial at the corner. Probably would have preferred a whole bunch of nice residential condos, which didn't happen. But So I think that's pretty much. And it was kind of caught by surprise that the application was still there for 24/7. Kind of thought with the amendment and the recommendation from the planner that we would stay away from that. However, I guess I'm learning too.
Well, the 24/7 is limited to retail pharmacies, drug mall outlets, or protection and emergency services.
I guess that's fine too. I thought that the way they, you know, it said 7 a.m. to 1 a.m. is fine, but we don't want them 24/7. So if it's just the drugstore or the fire hall or proposed or talked about, rumored, that's probably fine.
Okay. Okay, you have no problems with restaurants?
Well, just if it's a bar and it's going to be open until 3 in the morning, you know, I don't think we need that in our residential neighborhood.
Yeah. And drive-through, you're worried about the traffic.
Mm-hmm. And if that drive-through, does that apply to a car wash, Tim Hortons, a whole host of things?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay. That was for information. For information, Margaret Lima. For information? For information, Bob and Betty Gunning. Come on down. State your name and address for the record.
Robert Gunning, speaking on behalf of my wife, Betty, who's upstairs. We live at 143 Waterfront Road. Okay, the information that we got was you're proposing to change to C2. And what the people are asking is major changes to C2. And I think I speak on behalf of a good portion of the residents on Waterfront Road. They are violently opposed to permitting Tim Hortons and a sports bar in the area. Plain and simple. No ands, ifs, buts, or maybes.
I didn't hear that, though.
The information I had talking to a bunch of them, they do not want any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
We can live with possibly going to the C2 as exactly stated, but any changes to that are not welcome, period. And that was talked to about the chairman of the committee. He didn't even like home run sports. Now, I was one of the ones that was at Mr. Nellis's meeting for home run sports way back when, and he said 9-to-5 operation, further development on that, which he now owns a property, was not going to go this route. So we don't want to see that.
Okay, I'll let you finish. How would you feel about a family restaurant?
Well, my wife's hairdresser told her probably over a year ago they're trying to get a Tim Hortons there. And that's the latest thing I've heard from the grapevine is a sports bar. Both of these things are, as far as I'm concerned, out. A lot of the local residents don't want it.
Okay, but how do you feel about a family restaurant?
Well, that's it, but I'm saying like a drive-through Tim Hortons with the traffic and congestion, no. Sports bar, no. A fire hall, yes, but I think you would like to see a fire hall in the neighborhood.
I think we all would. Thank you.
Okay.
And for information, Dean Ratfelden. Yes, come on down. Welcome. State your name and address for the record.
Hi, good evening. 103 Waterfront Road.
Okay.
I'm on behalf of myself and my wife and my year-and-a-half-old daughter. In Island Lakes, it's a nice, quiet, I feel it's a safe neighborhood. At the end of our street, Island Shore, there's a gas station there. There's a little strip mall. They have a tough time keeping tenants in that strip mall. And that gas station is broken into right now with the stores around it as they have. There's a liquor license in the corner at this little pizzeria, Island Lakes restaurant. That gas station is being broken into more and more often lately. Okay. If you go behind that strip mall, it's spray painted from one side to the other side. There's kids hanging out. No one could see them, right? They're smoking drugs. They're spray painting. They're drinking. And I don't want that behind my house because I don't want to come out in the middle of the night telling kids to get away from my fence or whatever else. And I know people are here. They have there's no site plan. I haven't seen a plan what they're deciding how to build this, whatever they're building in that area. They say it's a big piece of property, but it's getting with the doctors. I think there's 3.3 acres left in that in lot two. And there was no mention that I know they put as an example as of what do you want to say, ambulance service or
emergency.
But that emergency, that's yeah. Just an example. That's like they have it written in the report. It's not what's going in there. What they're staying, what I found out, emergency service or a 24-hour medical or pharmacy, it doesn't matter what zone. They could go in any zone. That's what I was told. Is that true?
I'll defer to my planner.
Emergency services. That could go in virtually any zone. Yeah.
Any zone, right?
Yeah.
So when they draw this up and they're trying to change, like I'm trying to understand this, it's very difficult to understand. And so they're telling us, MMM Group, they're saying they want to restrict so there could be restaurants, right? And there could be drive-thrus.
The MMM Group have made the request to allow restaurants on the site and allow drive-in or drive-through facilities.
Okay.
They've made that request. They've also made the request that all of Clause B, 1B, be deleted to allow any business to operate from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m. They've made that request.
And they want to change that to 24 hours now.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
For any operation, for anything to operate 24 hours?
They've made the request to delete that clause in its entirety, which is not the recommendation of our city planners.
Okay. Well, I really don't want to see a restaurant behind there. I don't want to see kids 18 years old drinking behind my house. I went around and talked, and dropped little notices off to my neighbors, trying to understand what's going on behind this property, because it's a concern, and a lot of these people they built their houses there from day one, like original owners, and all of a sudden you throw a bunch of a strip mall up there where there's kids, or just another place for kids to hide out. And it's a safety thing for the neighborhood also. So it's, you know, they built the doctor's office, the medical center there, and there's a shed with a garbage bin there, and there's kids behind there, you know, drinking and smoking behind there. It's just another place for them to hide. So if they could find better use for this property, or make it from, say, you know, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. And it doesn't, all the people that live along there, we're not hearing all that traffic and seeing the traffic with all the litter.
Right. You understand, but I hear what you're saying, and I share your concerns. Nobody wants to see buildings graffitied and kids drinking in parking lots, but they do have a C2 zoning, and there is going to be some development there. It's a,
yes.
It's a valuable lot.
Yeah.
There is going to be some type of development. So,
they must have a site plan.
You want to address that, Rob?
We haven't seen a detailed site plan from the applicant yet.
Okay, so why are they requesting 24-hour service in? Why do they want to change the hours there to 24 hours?
Well, you probably
if there's no site plan or there's no plan to develop, they haven't told us what they want to develop.
I'm not going to speak for them. I'm going to ask them that question.
Yeah,
but I think it's just a better way to market the land that they're going to develop.
Okay.
Wider range of options.
Okay.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah. I know. I'm sure. Something's going to be built back there, and no one could stop it. But there's got to be some requirements of space setback along the residence. I don't know, 50, 60 feet from the fence line back, like a berm with trees on it.
So you're requesting setbacks?
Restricted hours of loading and offloading. From the garbage guy to produce or vehicles coming, loading and unloading, you know, because a lot of them, I think Safeway and some of the other stores, they come in late at night, and that's when they do the restocking. So.
Okay.
But.
Okay, well, thanks for putting your concerns on the table.
Well, they got to take the people that live there, their concern, instead of putting a concrete building up and what they could put in their pocket at the end of the day. They've got to take consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, is there anybody else who did not fill out one of these forms that would like to speak on this, either for or against, or... Don't see anybody. We are going to go back to the applicant. I have some questions of the planner first. In terms of setbacks, what are the rules going forward on setbacks?
Just give me one moment. I'll give you the exact ones.
Okay, go ahead. We can get to the planner after.
I was just going to ask if, before I proceed, if the developer could also address a couple of the questions with respect to potential users on the site as well.
Sure.
Okay. I guess one of the concerns that we've had out here is all these buildings that are, in fact, going up on this particular land, and it was no different than when we had our open house and we had our forum here last year. We had one couple come in asking if, in fact, it was a Tim Hortons. It's one thing to not accept proposals of emergency services, but don't jump to the other end of the scale and say we're throwing up bars in Tim Hortons. I live in the neighborhood. I have two young girls, and our livelihood is in this parking lot. So our intention is that we're going to do something that makes us good for the neighborhood. It's never been our intention to just throw up a bar running through till 3 in the morning or whatever the case may be. And as of today, there is absolutely nothing signed to go on that land. So all these rumors that have been going on forever, and I hear a lot of them too, and it's funny because you bite your tongue and you go with it. But as of right now, there is nothing. There's no Tim Hortons. There's no bars, after-hour bars. Anything is scheduled to go on that land right now.
Okay, thanks, Scott. And drinking establishments are one of the prohibited uses, so I'm sure you're aware of that. Okay, Veronica.
Thanks. So I'd just like to touch specifically on the couple of main issues that have come up. And first, I'd just like to point out that this site has always been identified as a commercial site in this development and has been zoned C2 with some restrictions. So relating to that specifically and in talking about a restaurant, right now a restaurant is currently allowed on the site up to 2,500 square feet. And so in the planner's report, it has been identified as a prohibited use, but as I indicated in my previous presentation, this would actually be more restrictive than what is currently allowed. So we would specifically like that that recommendation in the report deleted at a minimum to provide for what's currently allowed up to 2,500 square feet. Having drinking establishments prohibited, I don't think that's a concern. Drinking establishments are generally as a single use, not associated with a restaurant or anything like that. And I don't think that's a concern. With respect to drive-thrus, generally the concerns are usually with restaurant drive-thrus, although historically few of those have actually been turned down at public meetings, although they do often generate concern. So at a minimum, we would request that drive-thrus be permitted for non-restaurant uses, such as drive-thru bank machines. And also just wanted to again state that the new zoning bylaw requires that drive-thrus that are near residential uses have an intervening building between them to make sure that that use is buffered. With respect to the hours of operation, I know that's come up as a concern, and we would still like to delete the restriction on the hours of operation, but at a minimum, if there are going to be some restrictions as proposed in the planner's report, we would like those to be extended to at least a few other uses in addition to the drugstore and the fire hall, just to provide a bit of latitude in looking at potential users for the site, but also still provide some protection for residents in the area.
Such as?
I think retail uses that may be extended, we would also potentially... drug stores are one of the issues. Potentially medical clinics, offices, or places of worship, which often have activities after hours, later in the evening, or early in the morning as well.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't believe I have any other points.
Okay, so there is no specific use for the site anywhere as of today?
No, not at this time. There's nothing specific proposed, and I know that that has also been part of the concern, but again, would just like to restate that the requirement for Schedule A plan approval for every single building that's proposed on the site to come back to this committee and to come back to city administration to make sure that the way that it's designed is compatible, we think that that would address those concerns. Sorry, site plan approval.
Site plan approval? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions? I have a question to the planner, so maybe you want to stay close to the mic. In terms of setbacks from the, I mean, there's essentially the west yard. What sort of setbacks do we have?
From if the west is taken as a rear yard,
yeah.
It's 25 feet.
And if why would it be taken as a rear yard?
If it's taken as rear yard, as your entrance would be off De La Seigneurie. So if that's
okay.
The front, then that's what it would be. But, okay, no. So that's it would be 25 feet. And now for the side yards and front yards, it's zero feet.
Okay, so it's not etched in stone that it would be, always be the rear yard.
That would come down to where the zoning
to where
officer,
the entrance is.
Yeah, to where the zoning officer actually determines it, or the yeah. So, if the front is determined as off of De La Seigneurie, which I imagine it would be, it's 25 feet off the rear, which is the western extent.
Okay. Okay, and can you talk about the drive-through approval process or the design conditions for drive-throughs in the zoning bylaw?
As it stands, there's three use-specific conditions under Section 96. Existing parking or loading stalls must not be utilized as part of the drive-through lane is one. No drive-in or drive-through facility may be located on a lot or site adjacent to a lot containing a residential use unless the drive-in or drive-through facility is separated from the residential use by an intervening building, public lane, or public street. And no portion of a drive-in or drive-through facility may be located in a required front yard. This is the exact use-specific standards.
So that would prohibit a drive-through along the back lot line?
On a lot or site adjacent to a lot containing residential use, yep.
Okay, and can you review the requirements for plan approval?
Yeah, that's actually in their existing zoning agreement. And I don't know if you want them to read them or if that helps.
Sure.
Okay. So no building or structure shall be erected or located on the C2 land, and no building permit issued for construction on the C2 land unless and until plans, including location and design of the proposed buildings and structures, materials and elevations thereof, accessory parking and loading areas, the location of design of landscaping, fencing, garbage enclosures, all methods of access and egress to and from the land from all and all signs except fascia and mobile signs are submitted to and approved by the St. Boniface St. Vitale Community Committee and the Commissioner of Planning and Community Services, and thereafter identified by the signature of the Commissioner.
So just so everyone understands that, what that means is that whenever a development actually occurs on this site, it would have to come back to this committee so that we could vet where the garbage cans are going to be, where the lighting is going to shine to make sure it doesn't shine on towards waterfront. So we have another look at the final development before it gets approved.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Councillor, no questions? Final thoughts?
I would just like to address the question that's come up about setbacks and would like to identify that in the C1, there's actually a zero setback. In C2, it's actually larger. So in this case, it would actually be a better situation. And rather than choosing arbitrary setbacks, through that plan approval process, based on the uses, our preference would be to address setbacks on each individual use. If it's a 9-to-5 office, it's probably going to be fairly low impact versus some of the other uses, but you will see those each time they come forward. So that would be our preference with respect to setbacks.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, Councillor Steeves, can you take the chair?
I will.
I'll move the report of public service be taken as read.
Favor, opposed, carried.
I'll move the receipt of representations be concluded.
Favor, opposed, carried.